This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Every year, at least a million seabirds and 100,000 marine mammals and sea turtles die as a result of plastic pollution. To highlight the problem of plastic in our oceans, a catamaran made from 12,000 plastic bottles has arrived in Sydney. The boat is called the Plastiki and it sailed all the way from San Francisco to draw attention to the problems caused by overconsumption of plastic. Now, Joe Royal is the skipper of the Plastiki. Good morning, Joe.
Hello.
How's it feel to finally be in Sydney?
I'm just sat in the dark looking at the massive Plastiki, having to pinch myself. Can't quite believe we're here.
Yeah, right. So when did you first get involved in the concept for the Plastiki?
I got involved about 2 years ago. I met David de Rothschild, and at the time we had this vision of almost sailing across the Pacific on a raft made from recycled plastic bottles. Actually, we sailed across the Pacific. We actually ended up creating a catamaran that was buoyant on 12,000 recycled plastic bottles. But the superstructure is actually made from SRPET, which is the same plastic chemical makeup as the 2 litre plastic water bottle.
Okay.
And what it proves is that that we can use waste as a resource. And we should also think about how a product has an afterlife before it's even born.
Yeah, sure. Now, where did all the bottles come from that were used for the boat?
The 12,000 bottles came from, actually we had a lot more than 12,000 delivered from the recycling centre in San Francisco.
Okay, and you actually had to get them made to be sort of buoyant. You put carbon dioxide in them or something like that?
Yeah, we sifted through thousands of plastic water bottles to find the 12,000 that were the most structurally sound.
Okay.
We cleaned each one of them by hand. And then we filled each one with 12 grams of dry ice to make them solid so that they would maintain their integrity with the forces of the ocean.
Sure. Now, tell us about the plastic waste that you encountered on your voyage. Did you actually see the Great Pacific Garbage Patch?
Well, we sailed through areas of garbage, we didn't sail through the Great Pacific Garbage Patch because it's actually an area of high pressure with no wind, so we wouldn't have been able to sail plastic through there. But also, we didn't sail there because we didn't want to just highlight one area of marine debris. You know, marine debris has no boundaries, no geographical boundaries. It's actually it's all over our ocean. It's not just in one place. There's actually five areas of like the Pacific Gyre in the world. So marine debris is an international problem, not just an area in the Pacific.
Yeah, sure. Now, I imagine as the skipper, you're probably, you know, a very experienced sailor, but how is it different sailing this boat to sort of sailing a regular catamaran?
The boat has 12,000 plastic water bottles adjacent to the water, so it has quite a lot of drag. And the plastic, he loves a big, strong wind to get moving, and in light wind, she doesn't move at all.
So it was a bit slow, was it?
It was a bit slow, but that's also an incredible experience. You know, we sat in the Pacific for 4 months, spending every single day responding to whatever Mother Nature throws at us, and to live like that is very empowering.
Was there ever a moment when you just thought, get me off this boat? You know, it's driving me mad, it's not moving?
No, there was actually never. And when I set off, I mean, in the past, I've done a lot of ocean racing on very fast boats. And when I set off, I thought, there's going to be times when I'm going to be bored on this trip and I really need to manage that in my own head. But actually, I never got bored.
Was it good company, was it?
The crowd.